Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find your momentum. My name is Jason Benkis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I'm an award-winning and published certified personal trainer and board-certified holistic health coach. You have questions about fitness, health, nutrition, and we have the answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health so that we can answer them for you. Tune in live every week or listen archived at any time by visiting our page right here at Blog Talk Radio. Check out our Facebook page for times each week. Just look for Momentum Fitness and Health. We try to keep it consistent, but you know, sometimes life happens. You can also find helpful videos while you are there and at findingyourmomentum.com. We also do stream live for our private Facebook group, so paying members get a live stream. And soon we'll be streaming live on YouTube as well. So thank you for joining me today or listening archived. Today we're going to be talking about time under tension and how important it is to different stages of fitness of your training program. So what exactly is time under tension? Well, time under tension, abbreviated TUT, is a way of calculating the amount of work you place on a muscle. It refers to the total time a muscle resists weight during each set. So you're going to be resisting the weight when you're bringing up and when you're bringing down. So for example, if you did a barbell curl and it took you 2 seconds to curl the weight up and another 2 seconds to lower it, that's 4 seconds of tension per rep. Now, performing 10 reps at this pace would take a total of 40 seconds. Therefore, the time under tension for that set is 40 seconds. If you increase the speed of those reps to about 3 seconds, and then it would only take you 30 seconds to complete a 10-rep set. So although the number of reps and the amount of weight are the same, the second set might not increase your muscle mass or might not increase your strength at the same level as the first because you're not spending as much time under tension. So again, that second set might not increase your muscle mass to the same level as the first. And that's the basis of what TUT training is, or time under tension training. A lot of personal trainers use it, and they use different numbers for different stages. And I'll go into that a little bit as we go here. So you want to focus on sets that last for a certain amount of time based on your training goals. If you're trying to maximize strength, the ideal time under tension is about 20 seconds per set or less. Now, for muscle mass, if you want to increase muscle size, it's about 40 seconds. And for muscle endurance, it's even longer at 70 seconds. So an entire set should take you 70 seconds or possibly more if you're resting between that contraction. So if you're looking at the same example of the dumbbell curl, and you curl up and down, if there's a pause here, that doesn't count. If there's a pause at the bottom, it doesn't count. What counts is here and down, up and then down. So that should take 70 seconds per set. So you can count that off. You can use a stopwatch, you can use whatever, or you can use a watch or a clock on the wall. So why is it important? Well, I kind of mentioned that it's important based on your goals, and it's very important to take your goals into account. When you want to lose weight, you lift light and fast to get the heart rate up, but you want to make sure that your muscles are strong enough and up for the challenge, so you need to do some strength training before that. You go through phases. You can't always stay in that same phase, that high-intensity phase. And then as an endurance athlete, time under tension is extremely important to build muscle endurance and muscle memory, since your muscles are going to be under tension for longer periods of time while you're out competing. So you want to build the muscle memory while making them stronger. Now, we often get wrapped up in how many sets we can do of a particular exercise. Hey, I can bench 180 pounds 20 times. But what if you lifted that? What if you lifted that weight slower? How many can you do, and how does this affect your muscles? How does this affect how you feel afterwards? So what they refer to as that recovery, that DOMS, D-O-M-S. Are you getting a better workout? Better workout, of course, is kind of a vague term. You're getting a different workout based on different goals in different stages of your training. Now, the longer your muscles are under tension, the more they are worked and the more they will grow when they are repaired in recovery. More muscle means more fat burning ability. That makes sense, right? So the more you use your muscles, the better they will get. This means time under tension as opposed to a zillion, a bazillion reps in like 30 seconds. The rate at which you perform your sets is extremely important. You're going to gain more from a set if you lift at a slower rate as far as muscle building is concerned. Instead of throwing the weights around like you see so many people do in the gym, why not focus on generating maximum contractions in the muscle, using the muscle for longer periods of time? The greater your ability to contract your muscles, to get them hard, the greater your ability to display muscle tone. This will force you to use lighter weights, and that's okay. Light is okay. Well, I've always said before, proper form as opposed to more weight is always good. So this can also help you with your form because you're going to be using lighter weight. So if you're curling, a lot of people curling, you see, if you start throwing your back into it, you're no longer isolating that bicep muscle. Now you're using your back muscles too. So you want to go lighter weight, and you want to keep it a nice smooth motion without throwing your low back into it. Now, many times people use that too heavy weight to either look cool or meet a PR, but that can be a detriment by causing incorrect form and leading to muscle imbalance and then eventually injury, or it can lead straight to injury. And then you won't be exercising at all, and that's not going to do you any good. So I can't believe I'm going to say this, but in some cases you want to avoid momentum. Not us, but momentum and movement. Again, this depends on your goals. We're worried about building strong, balanced, healthy muscles to prep us for more explosive moves later when you do want to use momentum in those explosive moves. Now, when a NASM-certified trainer starts with a client, we often use slower reps on a 4-2-1 count. That means slow contracting the weight at 4 seconds, lowering for 2 seconds, 1-second pause in the middle. Now, this isolates the muscle being worked, and it puts it under more tension to build more muscle in the beginning. The best way to avoid the momentum, though, is to lift at a slower rate, as we're doing here. Taking the bench press, for example. If you lift quickly, then you're throwing that weight at the beginning and then keeping that weight moving with a strong push. There's a very small window of time where the actual muscle is contracting hard and generating any tension. If you want each rep in each set to work for you, then you really need to slow down the tempo of your lifts. It's like running on a treadmill. You aren't really propelling yourself forward like you do if you're road running. You're pretty much just kind of bounding or jumping up and down in one place. So going slower is going to help you build strength and toned muscles. Where time under tension is really important, though, is for endurance athletes such as myself. For us marathon runners, us triathlons, or long-distance triathlons, remember, endurance athletes should be spending each set at 70 seconds of time under tension when building endurance, placing their muscles under stress for longer periods of time. Now, it's different when you're trying to build speed or power, so keep that in mind. When you're trying to build speed and power later, then you want to go less time under tension. So during your strength endurance phase, during the off season of weight training, you should be placing your muscles under tension for longer periods of time. So when you start doing your longer runs, your longer bikes, your longer swims, your muscles are going to be used to being under tension and under stress for a longer period of time. You're going to beat up your body over a longer period of time than most do. So using a longer time under tension is going to create this muscle memory and get your body used to being under tension. Time under tension can be effectively applied to any of your goals, whether your goals are to increase muscle strength, increase muscle endurance, or to increase muscle mass, also referred to as hypertrophy. So for building that endurance, use 5 to 30 reps per set with time under tension set between about 70 to 100 seconds. That's pretty much optimal. Now, if you're just trying to build strength, you can do 1 to 6 reps per set with time under tension for 4 to 20 seconds. So you can kind of play with the timing on that. For muscle growth, 8 to 12 reps per set with time under tension between 40 to 70 seconds. So again, it's all about getting the right tempo based on the phase that you're in, and a personal trainer can help you with that. We do that. It's written into our brains when we learn how to become personal trainers and how to work with people and how much time to spend under tension based on what stage of training that you're in. And remember, you have an ultimate goal, and you have to take stages to get there. So your time under tension is going to change as you get towards that, you know, more and more towards that goal. May go up, may go down. And then once you do get your goal, it's time to set a new one, and you have to go through it again. So now you don't have to worry about reps in these cases. You can if you want to. It just kind of gives you, if you're stuck on reps, it kind of gives you a mental image of it. So again, if you're trying to build endurance, 5 to 30 reps at 70 to 100 seconds of time under tension. Again, just building general strength, 1 to 6 reps for anywhere from 4 to 20 seconds. So here you can go a bit faster. And then for muscle growth, you want to go right in between at 8 to 12 reps per set with time under tension between 40 to 70 seconds. So you can set a watch or use a clock on the wall to time these things out. So remember those guidelines. And it's going to help you out based on where you are with your goals. And, of course, if you have any questions about this or other health and fitness-related topics, you can find us here on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health and at findingyourmomentum.com. Join me next week. So far, we're still scheduled for the same time, 3:30 Central on Thursday, on WellFit Radio Chicago, as I discuss ways to stay hydrated without having to drink a ton of water. It's going to be hot. It's going to be very, very, very hot this summer all across the country. So we want to make sure that we're eating foods that are going to keep us hydrated as well, especially if we're at barbecues. You know you're not drinking water at barbecues. So we'll talk about different foods that you can eat to make sure that you stay hydrated. And until then, I hope you find your momentum.
That's all that